Lake Valley Heating and Air. This is Dylan.
Dylan, hi there. Good morning. My name is Lulu. I'm with a company here. It's called Local Splash. How you doing?
Good. How are you?
I'm good this morning. Thank you. I appreciate that. I'm doing well. Thank you.
Good.
You know, yeah. The reason I was reaching out to you this morning, Dylan, the company is Local Splash and I'm Lulu. What we are is a premier Google channel partner, a data service provider to Google and Bing, Dylan, and we had a position become available on the first page of Google for HVAC contractors. So, in your area, of course. And that's what I wanted to speak with you about, Dylan, getting your company listed there. Okay. So, are you familiar with the first page of Google, the local map section, when you search for things in certain areas?
So, I was curious about that because I finally went through all the approval process in my company. I mean, if you actually look us up by name, we come up. But if you're just looking for an HVAC contractor, we don't come up. So, I was curious on how that works.
Okay. Sure, no worries, no problem at all. So what you've done was you've put your business in the Google directory. You've Google My Business, right? You did that?
Yeah, yep.
Okay, perfect, perfect. So you did that, so you're in the directory. Okay, it's just like putting your phone number in the phone book. Like years ago, we used to use the Yellow Pages, you know, and we call and put it in the Yellow Pages. Now, of course, with technology, so basically that's what you've done. You put it in the Google directory. Okay, so people still need to know your business name in order to find you. Whereas, just like you said in the beginning, what we do when positions become available for certain categories in certain areas is call through the area. So, and as you said, anytime anybody's going to look for any of your services with the keywords, then your company will pop right up, right below the local map. Okay. So that's how that would work. Okay. So, and your business has been up and running for how long, Dylan, if you don't mind?
It's been, I changed my name recently, but still the same contractor's number and all that stuff. So it's been, man, I think it's been almost 2 years now.
Yeah. Did you change the name recently?
Yeah, I changed it just a couple months ago, yeah.
Oh, good. Wonderful. So what I'm going to do on my end is put you in at a new in business rate, okay? So just for pricing, so it's lower. I got to figure something out somewhere to make the pricing lower, right? So there it is there. Oh, my God. Are you doing any commercial at all, Dylan?
Yeah, so I'm about 50-50 commercial and residential.
Oh, wow, that's so good. Oh, my gosh.
Yeah.
And then your service radius there, how far are you typically traveling, like, for new potential clients there?
It depends. We did a couple dollar stores. They were both about 2 hours from us. So
yeah?
Just depends on the job.
Yeah. Yeah, I understand. So, Dylan, you obviously have workers, I guess, right?
Yeah, I got three. I got two vans and three guys under me.
Okay. Oh, my gosh. That's so good. Oh, my gosh. All right. So with this position, okay, like I explained, we call through the area and we fill the position the same day. Okay. So and then once we fill it, we're going to close the area out. We will not, absolutely, Dylan, will not work with your competitors, okay, because very strict Google guidelines, okay, and it makes all the sense in the world. And also with the new in business rate, I sent it over to my director, Amy. And when it comes to the lowered rates, just so you know, I don't have the credentials, okay? No, I do not have the credentials for those. But Amy does, so let me grab her.
Okay.
Okay, here she comes. Hello, Dylan.
Hi.